What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We'll catch up with Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, coming up at the top of the hour. But the preseason is over. Every team in the NFL, they have to have their roster down to 53 by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So let's get to some of the top stories as the preseason is wrapped up and we're waiting to see how the 53-man rosters shake. I remember a coach told me this a long time ago, that coaches don't cut players. Players usually cut themselves by something. Not playing hard enough, not giving enough effort, not being a good enough teammate. Whatever it is, usually why you didn't make the team is your fault. Now, Shiloh Sanders, he's not the one we spend a lot of time talking about. We spend a lot of time talking about his pops. We spend a lot of time talking about his younger brother. We don't really spend a lot of time talking about him. But he's a decent player, undrafted guy, but getting a shot in the National Football League. He's on the field. Every rep matters. When you are an undrafted player, your margin for zero or your margin for error is zero. Nada. You cannot mess up. They are looking for reasons to replace you. This man punched somebody during the game. During the game, just hauls off, punches a tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Man, they cut him before he went to the showers. I'm serious. Instantly. You're done. You can't operate that way when you are on the margins. Travis Kelce last year, remember when he was just punching people? He punched like 2-3 people in training camp. You can do that when you're a first ballot Hall of Famer. When you're an undrafted rookie who's third and fourth on the depth chart and every rep, everything you do matters, you can't be out here willy-nilly just punching folks. I mean, just nonsensical. My brother, come on now. You got to tighten up, man. It's that simple. This doesn't have to be the end. I do think Shiloh lands on somebody's practice squad. I think he gets another opportunity, but my brother, come on now. It's nonsense. You know you can't do that. That's silly. All right? You know that. Let's talk about his brother. I don't know why we do this with people. I don't know why Shadur makes people so crazy. I don't know why we have wrapped up all of this conversation to a good college quarterback. I at least understood it with Tebow. I did. Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. Tim Tebow was one of the five best and most accomplished college football players that we had ever seen. It also became much bigger than that. It became religion and race and all these other things. Like, I at least get why Tebow made people feel the way that they felt. I don't get it with Shadur. I really don't. I think Shadur is the prototypical mid-round draft pick. And we all are at fault. all of us, from Mel Kiper all the way down to me, to you, everybody is a suspect and culpable in this entire thing. We've all been ridiculous. We saw in one preseason, we saw why he is an NFL quarterback. Raw, underdeveloped, but you cannot deny against Carolina, he played well. You could say it was against second and third strings. I mean, that's what preseason is. He played well. He deserved another shot at getting more time, more reps, more opportunities. He got that this past weekend. He was terrible. He was 3 for 6 for 17 yards passing. He took 5 sacks. If you were going off total yards, he was a negative. Like we're talking basketball plus minus. He was a negative in yardage. That's why teams passed on him. Some of the conversation I've heard over the last couple of days is just nonsense. You want me to think, I'm serious, you want me to think that there is a capable NFL quarterback out there who's 22 years old, and you want me to believe that the league conspired to keep that guy out of the league to make a point? That's what people are trying to convince me. You want me to think that the team that actually drafted him, all these other teams didn't draft Shadur. You want me to think the team that actually drafted him now wants to sabotage that player? What's going on here? Are we listening to ourselves? We can't be that bored in August. I know we all want football to be back. It's right there. We can't be this hard up for content talking about Shadur this way. It's nonsense. Some of the talking points and back and forth around Shadur are nonsense. He is a mid-round pick prospect. It might work. It might not work. But we saw in one preseason why he can be an NFL quarterback. We also saw how remove the watch, remove the SoundCloud page, remove who his pops is. At some point, you got to put those pads on and you got to stand in between the white lines. And I think we saw why some teams were like, nah, we're good. You can't see based on what we just saw why teams would just, based on the football player that he is, just say, no thanks. This game is about getting the ball in your hands. Quick, move, quick. He doesn't move quick. He's not super athletic. He doesn't have great arm strength. So if you don't have great arm strength and you hold on to the ball too long, that's a bad combination, which leads you to fall down draft boards and teams to pass on you. So I know things didn't go great this weekend for Avery Johnson and his family. I know they didn't go well. It could have been way worse. It could have been way worse. You could have been the Sanders family. They had an even worse weekend than what we're talking about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.